Some bison have escaped their mountain meadow pasture in the Black Hills again, and the herd manager blames wild elk for damaging fences and allowing the bison to escape, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Last summer, about 70 bison escaped from a pasture at Peshlaw. That's a Lakota name for a large forest clearing about 15 miles northwest of Hill City in the Black Hills. The bison were rounded up by Christmas, but since then, 28 more have gotten loose. The Peshlaw land belongs to a group of Native American tribes that bought it 6 years ago. The bison herd is managed by the Rosebud Sioux tribe. Joe Buck Colomb is the Peshlaw caretaker for the tribe. He says wild elk are damaging the fence when they try to jump over it. He says the elk are attracted to the hay that's fed to the bison.
In all reality, I think elk are more destructive than buffalo.
Colomb said this time, the bison are outside the fence but are still on tribal land. He hopes to lure them back in with feed. Much of the area around Peshlaw is public land managed by the Black Hills National Forest. The deputy supervisor of the forest, Jerry Kruger, said people should keep a safe distance if they see the bison.
Just be cautious. Don't approach them. Don't try and feed them. They're not pets.
At least one person has already encountered the bison. According to the State Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, a person who grooms snowmobile trails spotted some of the bison January 3rd along a trail near Peshlaw. For SDPB, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.